Hello, I'm Mr. Pincus, Head of Sixth Form at the Sixth Form College here, and I'm delighted to welcome today members of our Student President team who are going to talk to us a little bit about the broad theme, quite important topic actually, of leadership. They will introduce themselves as they go around, but I'd like to just open up with a broad question, which is, in your view, what makes a good leader?
Hi, I'm Charlotte, and I think different leaders are necessary for different situations. In some situations, you need a leader who will more tell people what to do in more intense situations, high pressure, whereas other leaders, it's more of a democracy and you need them to act as part of a group and take in other people's opinions more rather than make a decision on behalf of others, take in other opinions and come up with the best results. So I think it really depends on the situation.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point, actually, that leadership is context-based, isn't it? So it depends perhaps on the situation.
Yeah, definitely.
Hello, I'm Eva. And I think it's also important to have like a clear direction of where, whatever the project is, where it should be heading. And I think the leader has to have a really clear idea of that. So in order to focus on the smaller things that may make up a project, just having like a vision of where it's heading to is really important.
Mm. So a sort of strategic leadership
vision, in a sense.
Mm. I guess, yes, in the global context, that can be really important today. Perhaps more than ever, we need good leadership, these qualities. What other qualities might you look for in a leader? So if we've got a good strategy, maybe a sense of collaboration, I think you were saying,
yeah,
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Is there any other quality that you think you would look for in a good leader?
Hi, I'm Ella. Yeah, I think it's definitely got to be someone who's people-focused and focused on keeping the team together and making sure everyone's playing their roles, but then also overseeing it in general and being able to guide people. Yeah.
And I think also giving feedback is also really important. So whether it's sort of constructive criticism in a nice way or sort of motivating the team. So feedback is really important to keep things moving.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, it's a process, isn't it? It doesn't stop maybe at any particular point, but it continues. Well, I think sort of very much linked to, the qualities of what makes a good leader. I guess the important question is, why does it matter? Why does good leadership really matter in your view?
I think to get the best out of people, if you don't have any guidance and any leadership, all these skills are going to be working against each other rather than working together for the best outcome. So I think without leadership, all of people's efforts, you won't get as good of a result as if everyone's collaborating.
And I think bringing out people's enthusiasm for a project. So I know I'm focusing on a project sort of a scale leadership in that. If everyone's wants to make the best of the project for the rest of the team rather than just themselves, and a leader can help bring that out in people, then it will usually result in a better outcome for the project if everyone really wants things to happen is with the vision of the project.
Yeah, actually, and again, thinking about, I don't want to veer on to that subject, that tricky subject of political, sort of Brexit and the process of national politics. But as an example of that, you talk about collaboration, and perhaps, it'd be interesting to see where that collaboration comes in these kind of very difficult leadership scenarios where people need to come together for, as you say, a common goal. So perhaps you're right, that is crucial, the collaborative and kind of compromise maybe goes with that too.
And especially with very contrasting views, I suppose a leader can't come down on either side of them and has to sort of take on board both sides or however many sides there are to the story to keep it, to come up with a better result that pleases everyone and doesn't alienate any groups.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I guess perhaps, again, in a different context, it's how do you, this is perhaps a bigger question for somebody for another time, but how do you actually please as many people as possible, but also make decisions? Because ultimately leadership, I guess, requires that. Which is one that perhaps is something that you, as a president team, have to think about as part of your role, the sort of strategy, the operation. So I guess really to bring it into the context of the sort of college and how you work together and you're embracing those new roles that you have as part of this really crucial team. So really my question is, how do you see your role as members of this leadership student leadership team in the context of the college. What do you think is important about what you're doing, and maybe how have you found the experience so far of having to drive forward initiatives and take a leadership role?
You know, I think the main thing is just being the bridge between all the students who have opinions and feedback on how the school's being run and how the building is, and bringing that to the teachers and the senior team like yourself who will make the decisions and help it all happen. And part of our role is to bring that feedback and to present it in a way that's non-confrontational and that will make the best of the resources that we have.
Yeah, and I think people talk a lot more truthfully to people their own age. I like, no prejudice or anything, but I think if you're more comfortable talking to one of your friends or someone you know than going to a teacher, because it feels like a much bigger thing than just dropping into a conversation, oh, I'm not happy about this, rather than filing a formal complaint. So I think it's a lot easier for us to make changes that are the best for the students, because for teachers, I'm sure it's quite hard to guess what everyone is thinking about changes that are being made.
So is that you're sort of describing, I think, a kind of, you are representing as well as acting as a student voice for the college, able to communicate to staff, to whoever needs to be involved, and a kind of, you're a forum in a sense for other students, because it is, I guess, your role in a sense is, yes, you are representing a group, a larger group, but everybody in the college has a role to play in their own way in leadership. Even if it is communicating it to you as well. You've been involved in some projects. We've had the Girton College dinner, which was the introduction evening at the beginning of the year, which I thought was really exciting and got everyone together. I just, perhaps maybe just any thoughts on that as an example as to how that, you know, the process of organising that and what you felt about the event itself more broadly?
Yeah, I suppose the goal was to get everyone to mix. So we made sure everyone socialised with people they wouldn't normally socialise with. So from people from CCSS and from the new year below coming into the sixth form. And we had, some activities like a quiz and stuff that Charlotte and Emma worked really hard on. So it was good to, mix and have a bit of fun in the evening.
Yes. So you had to, there was the quiz, there was the organisation of the event itself. I think you were also involved in table planning.
Yes,
Which was that
a bit of a challenge.
Was that a challenge? Did you work as a group on that? Or
We had a lot of requests from people who wanted to sit next to people and people who didn't want to sit next to people. So it was working around that for a bit and then coming to the point where we were like, okay, this is the final version. No more changes are allowed.
Yes, table plans can always be a tricky thing. Absolutely.
I was really pleasantly surprised, actually, because it seemed that everyone got on with those people they were sitting next to. Because as much as you can plan, in theory, who you want people to get along, in practice, it doesn't always work out. But I think in general, it was a really good evening and everyone was socialising. And I'm not saying I wasn't expecting that, but I had doubt, but it actually went really well.
Yeah, because I think I definitely spoke to the people who from CCSS and the lower sixth who I wouldn't really have spoken to otherwise. So in that sense, that was a good mix.
Well, I certainly felt that from a staff point of view. It was great to see all the students come together and to be able to meet, as someone new to the school as well, to meet students in an informal setting in that way. Although it had a grandeur about it, didn't it? Girton's quite a grand setting. And we were fortunate with the weather too. Also, just wanted to, I guess, really, as a final question, to, again, in the context of school, what you're acting in a way, a capacity where you have a particular role to play, as you say, in a student capacity, representing students, getting initiatives up and running. Do you think there's a broader role that schools have to play in terms of leadership? Why are schools important, do you think? Or, what is their role in terms of setting and shape? I think in particularly shaping the future, I'm thinking more broadly, shaping the future. What roles do schools, do you think, have to play in setting that agenda?
Well, I guess the leaders in schools set an example for the children at the school because they kind of show, and try and show the qualities of a good leader. They set an example for the children so that they can then learn from them and then also one day develop into leaders themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think school's a good place to practice being a leader because it doesn't matter as much if something goes wrong, because it's all just learning, whereas in the real world, the business world, it might be harder to have that safety net if you give something a go and it doesn't quite work out.
Yeah, no, I think that's a really valid point. The school is a place where, you know, you try new things, you have to, you know, sometimes they don't go to plan, but that's the point. You're learning from those experiences. Because, yes, that once you go out into the world of work, you know, decisions will have an impact. So at least you've had an opportunity to try those skills as well. So I would just like to say it's been really interesting to hear from you. And I'd like to thank you again for joining us today. I hope you found the experience, if not a novelty, an enjoyable one. So thank you very much.
Thanks.
Thank you.